Hello everyone, welcome back to the Tips Raising Chicks podcast, and I haven't done this for a while, and I'm really sorry, but I'm excited to do a new podcast episode for you, and I have some really good information and really good ideas. So today we're going to kind of be talking about a chicken coop, how to build this, what we need to be inside of it to take care of the chickens, the food, the water, the chicken coop, and the chicken run. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, and thank you so much for listening. Let's get started. So a chicken coop or chicken run is a building, and all buildings need a couple things. They need some walls, they need a roof, and if you live in that building, you're probably going to need some water and food. That's all the same with building a chicken coop. Now with chickens, you're going to need to make sure that they're very protected and they can survive in their chicken coop and run. Number one, you're going to need to have a proper roof and walls. Enough that rain does not fall in, nothing can get in, and no animals can get in as well. But make sure that they can't escape either. And another thing, if you have an outdoor area where they can run around, make sure it's fenced up and it's properly all secured and nobody can escape or come into that chicken coop run and the outdoor area. You're also going to need nesting boxes, which I have an episode on that. It can help. You need them for the chickens to lay eggs. You can't really get eggs without nesting boxes. If you want them to like lay eggs on the hay, and it can all break and become messy. So that's just the smartest way to do it. You can't really have a chicken coop without nesting boxes. Also, you're going to need ventilation. If it's all boxed in, there's no windows, no anything, how can they breathe? So you're definitely going to need like windows or holes that have like wires that can't escape or nothing can come in. And that's really important too. So those are the main things that we definitely need to have in a chicken coop. Now with chicken coops, you do have to maintain it. You can't just put some wood chips or wood pellets in and never ever clean it. That can't be happened. Everything will start stinking. Yes, it will stink, and it will pile up, and the chickens won't be able to live there because they'll be so gross, to be honest. So make sure you clean it regularly, maybe like once every 2 weeks or once a month, or maybe twice a month. That's probably the best. But take it up. It's really good fertilizer as well. So take a big bag. You can shovel up the poop and the wood chips and make sure it's all in that bag. And you clean it and add new wood chips or new bedding. And that's another thing. Make sure you have the correct type of bedding for them to run around on. Wood chips are like the best. You can use paper or even cat litter, something that can help collect, and I don't know, it sounds disgusting, but like dry up the poop and everything. That's definitely needed. There's a few more things to know when having a chicken coop and chicken run. You can't have a chicken coop too small or a chicken run too small because it won't give the chickens any room, really. They need room to be able to live, and they might feel uncomfortable and not lay enough eggs as they're used to. So, or as you may want them to. So making it big enough, if you have maybe 4 chickens, make sure it's not like a tiny box. Make sure it's a big enough room for all the chickens. And if you're not sure exactly what dimensions you need or what exact layout you want of it, there's plenty to look online or to buy or to build. You just have to make sure that they're big enough. And this also means that they have an outdoor area where they can come run around. You could make it where they can go outside, but make sure it's okay and no predators can come in and all fenced off. Or you could let them out sometime during the day and let them run around, eat grass, find bugs. But just make sure when you let them out, hawks and eagles and different birds and predators might try to come and get them. Especially snakes love their eggs. So you have to be careful not to let the chickens be free-ranged. And if you don't, then they get killed and without watching them or there's protection. Now, there is a thing called being free-ranged where you're not looking at chickens. They can go wherever they want. But this means that you still need the food and water, of course. But any animals can just come and get them, and it won't be good. So you can either choose by being, you can either choose to be protected and know that your animals are safe or good for your range. And both have pros and cons. Maybe I'll do another episode on that soon. So the last thing, there's plenty of other stuff, but the last important thing I'm going to talk about today is dirt baths. And some people think dirt baths aren't really that important, but they are. They're like a bath for humans. They can help us stay clean. They help the chickens stay clean. And you can just get some ash, some dirt, and mix it together, and put in a little pot or put on the ground, and then love to roll around it in it and keep them clean. That's an important factor to use. And there's even an episode on this about dirt baths. Check that out if you want. And that's all I have to talk about today. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. I will have many more to come. And have a great day. Bye.